Now, we were taking a look at aerobics and the power of it, as Everyday Health was sharing with us some great tips on it. And I want to ask you this. This is your pop quiz for the day. What is the minimum amount of minutes per week that everyone should be exercising, should be spending in exercise? The minimum number of minutes per week. All righty. I'm hearing some good answers here, some good numbers. I heard 120. What else? 180. Okay. 200. All right. We got some really, really inspired people. All right. Well, here's the number. 150. Yes, 150. How many of you said 150? Yes, 150 is the minimum. And that is, and this is the second part of your pop quiz, is that 150 minutes of intense, high-intensity aerobic exercise, low-intensity aerobic exercise, or moderate intensity aerobic exercise. 150 minutes of which of these? Low intensity aerobic exercise, moderate intensity exercise, aerobic exercise, or high intensity aerobic exercise. You got it. Moderate intensity. We need at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week. That breaks down to roughly 30 minutes, five times per week. Now, remember this too. Remember that a lot of the experts are saying now that even when we have these great exercise routines and maybe we're getting, let's say, 170 minutes of exercise per week, we got our routine and, man, we're on it for 45 minutes per day, 60 minutes per day, whatever it is. And we're at it 4 or 5 days a week. That truly is great. Believe me, that is great. But they're saying that if we then sit the rest of the day and the rest of the evening, that some of that sitting can actually undo some of the benefit of the exercise. So remember to get up and move that body throughout the day. And the beauty of it is it doesn't have to be super involved. Remember, I was sharing with you a few weeks ago that the experts are saying now they looked at a test, a study that was done, and they focused on one thing, stretching. That's it, just stretching. No walking, no treadmilling, no ellipticizing, none of that, just stretching. And so they had the two groups. The one group who over the eight-week period, stretched, and that's all they did, stretched. The other group did nothing. And they discovered at the end of the 8th week that the group that had done nothing had the same, basically, level of fitness that they had at the beginning of the 8-week period. But for the group that had stretched, their respiratory health was better. Their muscles were stronger, and they were more limber. Stronger. They got stronger. They had greater endurance, and they were stronger just by stretching. So you know why I'm emphasizing that. It doesn't take a whole lot of space to stretch, and that is something that a lot of people can do right where they work. So if you can get up, walk, you know, take some breaks every now and then, walk from this place to that place and back. And when I say from this place to that place, I'm not necessarily talking about going outside the facilities to walk around the campus. If you can do that, that is great. But I'm talking about just walking, just choose a point that you make point B. And walk from where you work, which we'll call point A, to this other place, point B. It may be someone else's office. It may be to the lounge. It may be to a printer. Just get up and move your body. Think about this. Think about what we talked about a few years ago about how we can actually do almost like we're squatting, doing squats, but using just our body weight, just getting in and out of the chair, making sure that we're using primarily our core and from the waist down to get in and out of the chair instead of using our arms to help support us, balance us, etc. If you're healthy enough, strong enough, fit enough, use just your legs to get in and out of the chair. Can you imagine spending just a few minutes, 3 minutes, just in and out of the chair? I mean, you're taking an exercise break, a movement break, and you're in and out of the chair using nothing but your legs for 3 minutes. I guarantee you, you'll be doing something for your lungs. You'll be doing something for your hips, your thighs, your calves, your heart, your brain, because that's going to get the blood flowing better, which is going to have the oxygen moving better because the oxygen is in the blood. And so it's going to be good for us. So remember now, we can keep the body moving perpetually. I mean, just keep it moving where you can, where you're able to stand and not sit. At times, stand instead of sitting. It's that sitting that can really be problematic. So have that body in motion. Have yourself up on your feet. Do what you can to just make it a little bit more challenging to be. All right, now, 150 minutes of moderate activity. 75 minutes, if your exercise is more intense, 75 minutes per week may be able to yield similar results, according to the CDC. For greater heart benefits, the CDC recommends upping your weekly exercise from 150 minutes to 300 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity. 150 minutes of vigorous intensity activity, or a mix of the two. 300 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity. 150 minutes of vigorous intensity activity, or a mix of the two. Have you discovered what really works better for you when it comes to aerobic activity in particular? And when I say what works for you, not only physically, but psychologically, which one really tends to keep you excited about doing what you need to do from a psychological perspective? The moderate intensity, low intensity, high intensity, a mix, maybe sometimes moderate, sometimes low, sometimes moderate, sometimes high, sometimes low, sometimes high. What really works for you? Mixing it up, keeping it the same. And if you keep it the same, which one works for you? Now, the reason I'm asking that is because if you haven't already worked through that and figured that out, do so. Keep discovering what works best for you, what not only gives you the physical results that you want, the health results that you want, the well-being results that you want, but also keeps you motivated to keep doing it so that you increase the chances that you'll stay with it. And this will be lifestyle. It's important to remember that getting 150 minutes of moderate activity is the minimum amount a weekly activity that's needed to yield a notable health benefit. The guidelines are a great starting place for most people, but by increasing aerobic exercise above and beyond that recommendation through intensity, duration, or frequency, you can enjoy even greater health benefits. And that's part of the reason, that's another part of the reason that I emphasize moving our bodies throughout the workday, throughout the school day. You know, the good news is, You'll be in class for what, 50 minutes or so, depending on, you know, how your class is set up. I know 50 minutes or so, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, maybe 2 hours, depending on how your class is set up. I know. But even when you get breaks, whether it's a break in between segments of the same class or breaks in between classes, when you're walking, you might want to consider just coming up with an excuse to speed up the pace and maybe cover more ground. You know, if you're speeding up the pace, you're going to get where you're going faster. So you may want to cover more ground. In other words, if you walk twice as fast, consider also walking twice as long so that you get some movement in and you're getting something done for your body. Remember, you can find a place to stretch on a number of school campuses as well. Stretch. Remember, in this study, the people who stretched for just 8 weeks were able to yield noticeable increases in strength and endurance. And not just flexibility. Flexibility too, but also in strength and endurance, just from stretching. So make sure that, as you would with other exercises like weightlifting, you know, you're lifting weights, you want to make sure that you not only take care of your upper body, but you also do weightlifting exercises for the lower body. Well, keep that in mind when it comes to stretching. Yeah, when it comes to stretching, you want to make sure that you're stretching your upper body and you're stretching your lower body. And try to avoid those exercises, that those stretches that put undue tension on your knees and other joints. I'll be right back.